5. Theater and Entertainment. Lesson 129. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Note-taking. Movie directory schedule. You are going to hear a movie directory schedule. Listen carefully. Note down the names of the pictures mentioned and the time for each show. Following is a movie directory schedule from October 3rd to 9th. Some schedules are subject to last-minute changes. Call the theaters to confirm film time. Art Theater, 473-7014. Life of Brian. Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, and Tuesday. 1:30, 3:10, 4:50, 6:30, 8:10. Friday to Sunday, 1:30, 3:10, 10 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. Cinema Village, 924-3363. Short Eyes. Wednesday and Thursday, 3 o'clock, 6:30, and 10:10. Greenwich, 939-3350. Sleeping Beauty. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, and Tuesday, 1:55, 3:15, 4:40, 6:05, and 7:30. Friday and Saturday, 3:15, 4:40, 6:05, 7:30, 8:55, and 10:20. Theater 80, 254-7400. Sorry, wrong number. Friday at 1:30, 5 o'clock, 8:30, and 12:05. Pride and Prejudice. Saturday at 1:45, 5:50, and 9:50. Empire, 730-0309. Breaking Away. Friday to Tuesday, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Crime and Punishment. Saturday and Sunday, 2:30, 5 o'clock, and 8:05. Embassy Theater, 221-1922. Great Expectations. Tuesday to Friday, 1:05, 2:45, 4:40, and 6:30. American Humorists on Film. Saturday and Sunday, 1:20, 3:10, and 5 o'clock. Jewel Cinema, 162-2318. Those Who Sing Together. Tuesday to Thursday and Saturday, 1:10, 3 o'clock, 4:50, 6:40, 8:20, and 10:10.
Part 2.
With the steady increase in the amount of leisure time that people enjoy today, the importance of businesses that deal with leisure products and services is also steadily increasing. One of the biggest such industries is the tourist industry, providing transportation and accommodations for tourists and guides, brochures, souvenirs, is one of the major industries in many countries. Since people are now having longer vacations and are more and more interested in seeing other parts of the world, this business will no doubt continue to grow. Another industry obviously devoted to leisure is entertainment. Movies, TV shows, concerts, and plays are usually intended for our leisure. The same can be said of most books, except textbooks. Professional sports make money because people pay to watch them in their free time. This list could be greatly extended, but even among these industries, we have mentioned only part of the picture. The people who make the TV sets and build the theaters and tourist hotels are as much a part of the leisure industry as the singers or the hotel clerks.
Exercises. Complete the outline with the information you hear on the tape.
Part 3.
What's your hobby?
Most people have outside interests that they pursue in their free time in order to keep themselves amused. We call these hobbies. Tim has taken up making decorations as a hobby. Eric says he hasn't time to go in for a hobby.
What's that you're doing now, Tim?
Cutting some figures from this cardboard to make a mobile.
Make a what?
A mobile. You know, a decoration that you hang from the ceiling, made of pieces of cardboard or paper looped together on a wire. I like making all sorts of things, like posters, puppets, and toys.
Do you sell them?
Oh, no, I do these things for pleasure. I keep some of them and give others away. It's my hobby, you see. What do you do in your leisure hours?
Haven't got any.
Haven't got any what?
Leisure hours.
Oh, come, we all have some time off. Don't you go in for any hobbies?
No, I try to do as little as possible. Being idle is my hobby.
I don't believe you. There must be something you like doing when you've got time off.
Not particularly. I used to collect coins when I was at school.
Yeah? You see? I knew you had a hobby.
Most people have. Oh, no, but I've given mine up. My work takes up most of my time.
No spare time at all?
Oh, yes, the odd hour here and there.
Well, what do you do then?
I sit and read. Or watch television. That's all.
But what hobby would you take up if you had more time, Eric?
I think I'd take up two different hobbies. An indoor and an outdoor hobby.
Really? Why?
An outdoor hobby like motor racing for a bit of fresh air and excitement. And an indoor hobby like radio making, for example, for quiet concentration. What about you?
I like indoor hobbies best. As you know, I like making decorations, toys and so on. But I'm also quite fond of woodwork. And I've made quite a lot of useful furniture for the family.
Yes, I've seen some of the things you've made. They're very ingenious. How long have you been doing it?
I started years ago when I was still at school.
Do you spend all your free time on your hobbies?
Well, no. As a family man, there are many other matters I've got to attend to. But I do spend quite a lot of time on my hobbies.
What about money? Do your hobbies cost you a lot of money?
No. Once you've bought the basic tools, most hobbies are comparatively cheap.
By the way, how did you learn to do all these handy things? Did you ever attend a special course?
I did once, but most of it I've picked up by myself or from books. There are dozens of books on hobbies in the bookshops.
Oh, well, perhaps I should take up my coin collection again.
Yes, why not? You might even become an authority on old coins, Eric.
Exercises. Answer the questions in note form.